You paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
This is Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN, and time for our Week in Theater segment. What's going on stage in Chicago? We've been telling you about the new production at the Paramount Theater in Aurora, Secret of My Success, which has just opened, which I will see tonight. We're doing our big Dean's Night out there tonight, bringing a group of listeners out. And what we do is we bring some listeners out. We get all liquored up right before the show. And then we come in and guaranteed we enjoy the show every time. I have not seen this production yet. It's a world premiere, Secret of My Success. And we're happy to have in studio with us the stars of the show, Billy Tye, Sydney Morton, and our old pal, Heidi Kettering. Welcome to WGN. Nice to have you all here with us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I'm just trying to remember, Heidi, when the first time that I saw you, the first time that I've had you on the show. It's been quite a few times, I think, right?
I think so. I mean, I feel like the last one was maybe... maybe The King and I, which was like 5 years ago so. But probably, I mean, I've been here doing this for maybe 20.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
That, I mean, you know, people talk about how tough it is to just, you know, maintain getting jobs in Chicago if you're an actor.
Yeah.
And you have been one of the more successful ones in the Chicago area.
I've been really lucky.
For lots of productions.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about... Billy and Sydney, welcome. This is the first time for all three of you at the Paramount, right?
Yeah,
that's great.
It's a pretty amazing theater, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, one of my favorites. What's the experience like for you so far in the world premiere of the show, which is based on the old Michael J. Fox movie?
Oh, it's been wonderful. I mean, to work on any new work is really exciting for an actor because you get to sort of discover what the story is going to be and what these characters are, and you're the first to sort of sink your teeth into them, which is always exciting. But Paramount has been nothing but an open door family experience, and I feel like everybody's hearts and minds have been pointed in the right direction about trying to find the heart of this story and the heart of these characters and building something that can be fun and relatable for audiences to watch, but also leave feeling like they took a nice message home as well.
Yeah, that's you know, we can use that these days. You play Brantley, mm-hmm. The Michael J. Fox character in the show. Tell us a little about Brantley.
Well, no pressure playing a Michael J. Fox role in any capacity, but Brantley is a recent college graduate, or his MBA, I should say, who has high hopes of financial fame and fortune, and hopes to move to the city and find everything he's always dreamed about. And like any young person on a journey, they find that, you know, maybe success and what they wanted for their life isn't what they thought at the beginning, and through a series of events, you sort of learn what's most important in life.
Sydney, you play Christy in the show, his co-worker. Tell us a little about what you do in the show.
I'm his co-worker. I'm Brantley's co-worker, and Christy is from Staten Island, so she's a little bit tougher than Brantley, at least when he starts the show, because he's coming from Minnesota. And she's a fighter and has worked her way up in this business, in a world that isn't immediately accepting of strong women, necessarily. And they sort of connect because they're both characters who are striving for something better in their lives. But I don't want to give any spoilers away.
Absolutely.
More than that.
Right, right. But Heidi, you play Vera Prescott.
Yes.
I love that name.
It's a great name.
That sounds like the head of a big corporation, which is the character that you play, right?
Correct. Yes. Vera is the, she owns the company. Her grandfather started the company, so it is now hers.
And it takes this naive thing from Minnesota and processes him, shall we say?
Well, Vera sort of comes in from the outside because she isn't in the sort of day-to-day dealings of the business. She pops in and out, and her story comes at him from sort of two different angles. One of them is business, one of them is personal. So it's actually been really fun. This is a film I actually am very familiar with. It's been really fun to see this, all of the characters grow, but this one specifically, she's very different from who she is in the films.
Yeah. So when you take on a project like this, do you avoid watching the movie? Do you go back and study the movie to try to hit it on its own mark? I imagine as performers, you kind of want to, even though you're, it's the same role that Michael J. Fox played, you want to make it your own when you play, right?
Absolutely. I think there is value in seeing the original source material, especially in taking away the themes of what they're trying to say with the work. But, you know, we're definitely taking our own approach to this story and modernizing it. It's set in 2020 or, you know, contemporary times, and sort of retelling the ideas of what the original film was about, but for a new generation. So I think there definitely is value in seeing what was done, but knowing that can also get in your way of allowing you to create something new.
Mm-hmm. What's it like working at the Paramount for you guys? I would think as an actor, it's got to be phenomenal. Just, you know, this big, gorgeous old theater that's been completely restored. It's got to make you feel, I don't know, like a sense of legitimacy or something that it's such a cool house to play.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous house, and it's a large theater too, and it sells really well, and there's a lot of excitement in Aurora about the theater. I mean, it's brought a lot of energy to downtown Aurora, and there are restaurants opening up around it, and people are really excited to come see shows there. So you feel like you're a part of this like growing, exciting entity.
Is the smaller theater across the street, the Copley Theater? In the fall, they're opening another smaller theater right across the street, because some productions don't make sense on a big stage like that. They're better to see in a smaller venue, and the Paramount is opening a smaller theater that's right across the street in the fall. So you're right. I mean, it's becoming like a new theater district west, I guess you might say. What about for you, Heidi? You've played so many theaters in the Chicago area.
It's so thrilling to be out there finally. I mean, they've been there for 10 years, and I have yet to be able to work out there. So it's been, all I've ever heard is that it's a magnificent place to work, and I've known as an audience member because I've seen 10, 15 shows out there, and I have thought they were all incredible. And to finally get to experience it from behind, the people who work there are so amazing. The crew is outstanding, the orchestra, the staff, they really are kind, hardworking. You know, there's pictures with everybody's face and name everywhere so that you can like immediately know who everybody is. Mm-hmm. Because when you're working on a show, there are so many people. And in a theater this large, there are a lot of people. It really has been wonderful. I mean, it's funny, we were chatting before we started. It's a bit of a commute, and the commute kind of melts away the second that I get there, because it's just, I know the work is going to be good. I know the people are going to be amazing, and that everyone takes pride. The people in the building, the people, as we were saying, in the city. It really is a wonderful sense of pride in this beautiful theater that is in the heart of the town.
Do you have to perform differently in a big house like that? I mean, are you shouting the lines, or because I mean, you know, they always say you have to play to the back of the house. The back of the house is pretty far away from the stage in this theater.
I think with emotions, you have to play the back of the house. But thankfully, with modern microphones, you can play to 2 feet in front of you, and it can be heard crystal clear all the way to the back.
Yeah, so you don't wind up over animating movements or.
I try not to, but I mean, it sometimes feels fun when you're on, especially when you're in a big stage, you want to fill the stage. So there's a bit of excitement that like kind of takes over your body that you kind of have to measure.
Yeah. Cindy, you smiled when I said that. Do you feel like you have to perform differently?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, because the house not only goes far back, but it also is very wide. So you kind of have to like play to the sides a little bit more and just be aware. I mean, it's like Billy was saying, you don't want to be huge in your gestures, but you do have to be aware that there's a whole lot of people over to your left that might not be able to see. And so it's just an awareness, but I don't think it's really changing your performance too much.
Yeah, we're going to hear some of the performances. And I'll just warn you right now that we have microphones here, so you don't have to overdo anything. The audience at home is going to be able to hear you. Tell us a little about yourselves, you know, where you're from and what you've done and moments in your career that, you know, you're especially proud of.
Sure. I'm originally from Marietta, Georgia, but I live in New York City now. The thing I'm most proud of is I brought with me to Aurora a four-month-old baby that my wife and I just had.
Congratulations.
Which is very exciting.
Very nice.
But I've been blessed to be on Broadway and do tours, and I've worked on the West End and off-Broadway, and really just kind of enjoying the life of a working actor.
Yeah. Is that hard, being a new dad and being in this kind of business?
It is hard, but it has honestly brought a lot of perspective into my life about what's most important. And I think my work has improved because I used to stress and worry about the work and about auditions and things. And now I think having something that is absolutely more important at home sort of brings a joy back into my work.
That's nice. Very nice.
It is nice. A blessing that I did not see coming.
Yeah, try topping that, Sydney.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well,
if you didn't have a kid recently, you should just make something up at this point.
No, gosh, what can I even talk?
Right, right.
I have five children.
I just adopted. I called Angelina Jolie.
Well, I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, originally. I live in New York as well. And sort of similar to Billy. I mean, it's not any one career moment that I would say defines my career and makes me the proudest. I think it's that I have been able to work for the past 12 years and support myself as an actor, which is, I the older I get, the more I'm like astounded by that. But it's been on Broadway, and I've gotten to work here in Chicago. I did Jersey Boys here, and more recently, a lot more TV and film. And
here in the Chicago area?
No, only Jersey Boys was here in the Chicago area.
Right.
But
I just wonder because there's so much production that's being done here now, especially television, but movies also. A lot of the theater actors that come through and talk to me are, you know, been on Chicago Fire and, you know, some of the other shows that are done here more and more.
So. Yeah, I mean, I think also there is such a thriving community here in Chicago that a lot of those shows hire primarily out of here, which is wonderful. But yeah, I haven't filmed anything.
Not yet. Anyway.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I'm proud that I've been able to do that. And my husband is in the business as well. And we both are working and still like each other. So, I mean, I'm proud of that.
That's an accomplishment.
Yeah.
That is an accomplishment. Heidi, how about for you? What's the Heidi story?
What's the Heidi story? Well, I was born in New Orleans, raised in Nashville, Tennessee. Moved up here to go to...
I never knew that about you.
You didn't?
I don't think I ever knew that about
you. Yeah, I lived in Nashville from age 2 to 17.
I thought you were born and raised in Wilmette.
Oh, no. No, I came up here to go to Northwestern, and I just never left.
Close. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Never left. I never... I've never wanted to. I mean, I've left a lot to work, and will always continue to do that. I actually love that opportunity. But I got here and sort of fell in love with the city. And once I got involved with the theater community, which was actually not right away, right when I graduated college, I was like, I'm not very good. I was insecure, and I just sort of floated around for a bit. But once I started auditioning, I've been really lucky. I've made my living exclusively as a performer for 22 years. And
found out that you actually are pretty good.
Well, you know, my confidence level has gone up maybe a hair. I've been
typical
really lucky.
Typical actor.
Right. I met my husband, David, doing my first Equity show. So that was 22 years ago. Yeah. Actually, 22 years ago, like this month. And we've been together ever since. And I've never been on the Broadway, but I have done, you know, Broadway in Chicago and tours and TV and film and stage all over Chicago.
Lots and lots of work here,
Lots and lots of stuff.
Yeah, well, we're going to hear a couple of songs from The Secret of My Success that is at the Paramount Theater in Aurora right now. And happy to have some performance, as always, this morning as well. And Billy, what are you going to start off with?
I'm going to start with the song we first sing in the show, which is called 32-Hour Bus Ride by Michael Mahler and Alan Schmuckler.
What do we need to know anything about what's going on when you perform this?
Well, we're starting off in St. Cloud, and this is before the 32-hour bus journey to New York City. So it's a song that sort of takes us from one to the other.
Here we go, from Secret of My Success. Take it away.
Every day's the same out here in St. Cloud. It's Minnesota nice, it's Minnesota gray. Every day is tame out here in St. Cloud, but not today. Today I say goodbye to the field, goodbye to the farm, goodbye peeling paint and the quaint Midwestern charm. My life's in this bag, I'm ready to go. So 32-hour bus ride, hello. For years I've worked their factory, but soon I'll run their industry. My dream job waits, it's promised in this letter. Dad never changed, Dad never grew, and so the thing I've got to do is better. It took forever. Everybody hates New Jersey. Here comes the Lincoln Tunnel. Every day is new. When you're in New York, the buildings like it chop to the sky. It's all up to you when you're in New York. So watch me try. Big Apple, I say hello to the crowds, hello to the stains, hello to the cussing and the fussing when it rains. I'll plant my own roots, I'll find my own throng. A 32-hour bus ride, and mom and dad in St. Cloud. So long.
That is fantastic. Nice, nice, nice. Oh, I always get so excited when I'm seeing a show that night and, you know, the performers are on the show that morning. Now you've gotten me like all excited. I can't wait to come and see the show.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Is there any chance that while you're singing the song, you could just say, hi, Dean?
Sure.
Something,
we'll sneak it in there.
Yeah, something like that.
We could all fit it in at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, if you like throughout the show somehow.
Yeah.
Several times if you could just say hi, Dean, just completely out of context.
Absolutely.
Everyone else will wonder what's going on.
It's a new work. No one will know that it wasn't intended.
That it wasn't supposed to be that way. Secret of My Success is the name of the show, and let's see. I think the next song. Are you all doing the next song? Is that?
Just Heidi and me.
Yeah.
Not just Heidi and you. It's Heidi and Sydney. And what is the name of the song?
It's called I Think I Like You. These two very strong women are meeting for the first time and discovering that they're more similar than they thought.
Okay. Here they go.
Is a chore, it's hard to ignore the toll that it's taken. Tuck my kid into bed, this voice in my head says, Christy, you're faking. Still you keep pushing through, straining every single muscle, hoping to find someone else who gets the hustle. I'm nothing like you. I'm nothing like you. No, nothing like you. You're rich and carefree like you. Is what I'd like to be. I wish I had a driver and a country house and personal shoppers and time. It's all so easy for you.
You think so? Every day is a fight, from gripping so tight, from damning the pressure. March up stair after stair, don't get anywhere. It's like MC Escher.
Good reference.
Thank you. You seem so cool, like you'd weather any weather. How in the hell do you keep together? is what I wanna be. Ain't it hard to find your real success in life? Wade through all the garbage on your plate. Wear a business suit or wear a dress in life. If I'm confessing, life ain't always great. I thought yours was better. Wait, I think I like you. I think I like you. 'Cause I think like you and you think like me. And for once, just this once, I'm glad someone finally said it. That as hard as we work, we deserve to get some credit. And P.S. while we're here and enjoying what we're sharing, we'd be way better off if we finally stopped comparing me to you, him to her. What's your paycheck and position at the end of the day? Life is not a competition, no ma'am. I really like you. I really like you. I'm just like you and you're just like me. Like you,
like you,
like you,
like you,
like you. It's who I'm proud to be.
The show is Secret of My Success. It's at the Paramount Theater in Aurora through March the 29th. You can get info, tickets, etc. ParamountAurora.com or 630-896-6666 is the phone number. We'll see you guys tonight.
So excited you're coming.
Yeah, can't wait to see it. Heidi Kettering, Sydney Morton, Billy Tye from Secret of My Success at the Paramount.